Shalom to all. Today's office is Vachem Daf Nun Vav, and we are starting Nun Hamud Beis about 2 lines off for the bottom with the words Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amal should have an Aliyah. Now we're discussing the Hazara specifically regarding where carbon is allowed to be shechted, because we know it has to be done Pesach Ayil Moed by the entrance of the Moed. That means technically only the front part of the Hazara is okay. What about the sides or Tzidet Stadin? What about other areas? And there was a little diagram in Rashi which was explaining the Gemara that was telling us that in the wings or the extensions of the Ulam there were two small doors that a carbon could even be shechted over there. And now we discussed the Hazara regarding the din of Tumah. The Gemara tells us, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein Chayv Mishum Tumah, one is not Chayv for Tumah, meaning the Isra of a person who's Tumah, to go into the Hazara, Ela al Nun Vavam Ra'alfa on top, Oirich Meyu Shmein Vesheva, Al Reichav Meyu Shleishun Chamesh, specifically regarding the length of the Hazara, which is 187, and the width of the Hazara, which is 135, it's that entire rectangle. If a person goes in when he's Tumah, he's going to be Chayv Karis for that, but beyond that, he's not. Now, Tani Tana Kamed Rav Nachman, a teacher of Rice, who's taught this in front of Rav Nachman, he said as follows, Kal Hazara Haisa Kuf Bezan Al Reichav Kuf Lamed Hey, the entire Hazara was 187 by 135, and Amar Lei, Rav Nachman told him, Hachi Amar Li Abba, this is what my father told me, regarding this, Kehanim Knossel Masham, Kehanim could go into there, V'Eichem Sham Kachim Kachim, and eat Kachim Kachim there, V'Shechtim Sham Kachim Kalim, and they could Shecht Kachim Kalim anywhere there, V'Chayavim Mishum Toma, and they're Chayav because of Toma. Now the question just is, Lemute Mai, what is he coming to exclude when he's saying all these dinim? Elim, if you want to say, Lemute Chalonis Losses Bavia Chayma, that the windows, doors, and the thickness of the wall is not considered the Hazara, that can't be because Tanin, we have a Mishnah tells Beferosh, the windows and the thickness of the walls is considered like inside the Hazara. Do you want to say that we're excluding the Lashachais, which are chambers or rooms that were built attached to the Hazara, but they weren't necessarily inside the Hazara? Or here we also have an issue, because even if they're built in the Chayil, meaning they're built outside the Hazara, they're built on something which is not Kaddish like the Hazara, but their entrance is into the Kaddish, it's into the Hazara, well, Vatran, we have a Mishnah that says, Toichan Kaddish, inside them is Kaddish. So one would be Chayil for Tumah going in there. Says the Gemara, no, midrabanan. There's only an Isra drabanan to go in there for Tumah, but one's not going to be Chayiv Karis and a Karbon. Ask the Gemara, Dairaisa loy? Really, one's not going to be Chayiv Dairaisa for this? But Tanya, we have a Brasa that tells us, L'shachas b'nuyas b'chayil p'suchas l'kaydesh, these chambers, these rooms, that are built in an area that's Chayil, but they're open into the Kaydesh. Minay shakam n'chasal m'sham v'aychem sham kachay kachim v'shira mincha. How do you know the Kaim could go in there and eat their kachay kachim and the leftovers of a mincha, which we know have to be eaten in a Kaydesh place in the Hazara, Tamlam, because the Pasuk says, b'chatsar oil mei yechlua, and really we have to quote the part of the pasuk right before this. It says, "Vaneseres mimena, that which is left over from the mincha, yechlu aron ubanav matzis teachel b'makom kadosh." That's the key words. It has to be eaten in a makom kadosh. B'chatzar olamayid yechlua. So this is extra. We already said makom kadosh. Why does it have to say b'chatzar olamayid? And the answer is, "Atar ribs chatzeres harbe echal chila achas." The Torah is including many chatzeres regarding a specific achila. Namely, even though a person is not physically in the chatzer or in the hazara itself, if he's in one of these shachas that opens into the hazara, one would be allowed to eat there. Mashma, the tumah is also relevant over there. So Amarav Rava says that no, lachila shani, eating there is different. One would be allowed to eat there because it is considered part of the kodesh in some way. But in regards to toma, there's no chiyav. Ask the Gemara how we say this. Toma loy, regarding toma, there's no problem. Vatani, we have a brass that says l'shachas abenus b'chol psuchas l'kodesh. We're still talking about the same l'shachas, the same chambers that are built in an area that's chayil, but they're open into the kodesh. Kehan mechnasal masham va'ichel masham kachim kachim. They can go in there and eat their kachim kachim there. Ve'ein shechtim sham kachim kalim. They can't shecht kachim kalim there. V'chayavim mishum toma, and they're chayiv because of toma. As we see very clearly that they're chayiv for Tumah there. How can you say they're not chayiv for Tumah? The Gemara says, hold on, Lav Amrit, didn't you just say in this very same brass that you quoted, Ein Shechtin, the Yonala Shech Kachim Kalim there? It must be they're not considered part of the Hazara. So Taninami, we should also teach in the brass that Ein Chayavin, one is not going to be chayiv for Tumah over there. So actually, the brass is wrong. It's not that one is chayiv for Tumah, one's not chayiv for Tumah. Ask Gemara, how can you say this? Bish Lama, Ein Shechtin, Be'ina, Kenegana Pesach Veleka. We understand that the reason why the brass would say that Yonala Shech Kachim Kalim there is because we said yesterday and mentioned in the introduction of today that Kachim Kalim has to be shechted Pesach Oil Maid, and if you're in one of these chambers, you're not by the Pesach Oil Maid, and that's why you're not allowed to shecht in them. Ella ain't chayav and amai. Why would one not be chayav for Tumah over there? It technically has Kedusha Zazara, especially if Kachay Kachim are allowed to be eaten there. That tells us that it has Kedusha, and so one should be chayav for Tumah. So the Gemara says, no, Tamech, because according to you, what you're saying, there's something faulty in the logic. When the Brisa says ain't shechten, that one can't shech there, Milay Askinon, can't we also be talking about the Ikka Shechita Kenegad Pesach, that there is a possibility to shecht Kenegad Pesach? Namely, we're talking about one of the chambers, one of these lashachas that happens to be by the base chalifas, this extra winged area of the ulam that we mentioned, that has these doorways. So technically one would be allowed to shech there. Dileka, because if it's not so, meaning if you're going to tell me that there are no lashachas, there are no chambers whatsoever that are facing any sort of Pesach Ayil Moed, then my Ishrech, why would the Brisa need to say that you're not allowed to shech there? Of course you're not allowed to shech there. They're not Pesach Ayil Moed. Ela must be, what's the Brisa telling us? Afagav the kashachit keneged a Pesach. That even though he happens to be in a lushka that is keneged a Pesach, Tani, nonetheless the Brisa teaches, ain't shechten, that one's not Kaddish Echter. Why Mishum Dalai Kaddish? Because it's not full Kedusha. So Taninami, it should also teach Ein Chayavin. The one is not Chayav for Tumah there. And that's where Nachman's father was coming to exclude when he was listing all the places that one is Chayav for. This is not one of them. So I think we're just asking on the Brisa, which I told us that in these Lashachas, one is allowed to eat Kache Kachem. So we ask, even just eating Kache Kachem doesn't need to be done Kenegra Pesach. Shlita does have to be, so that's why one can't Shecht here. But what about Achila? It doesn't have to be. But then you have a Brisa. This Brisa was brought in the previous Amud. Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Yudah Aimer, he tells us, there were these two doors that were in the Beis HaChalifas, 8 amas tall. What were they for? Kedei l'hachshir sa'azara l'achilas kachay kachim l'shchitas kachim kalim. In order to be machshir the entire azara for eating of kachay kachim and shchitas kachim kalim. So we see clearly that in order to be able to eat kachay kachim in the azara, it has to be Pesach HaHechol. So Ravina says, sami mikan achila, remove this din of achila from here. Actually, does not need to be done Pesach HaHechol. So you have to go back to the previous amud and take that section out of the Braisa. Ask more, hold on. Vaksiv, the pasuk says, bashlas abasar Pesach oil mayid v'sham teichol isai, cook the meat at the entrance of the mayid, and that's where you should eat it. So we see the eating of the meat does have to be done Pesach HaOl Moed. The answer is that no, Kachay Shalshani, that which was Kadosh for that particular time is different. This is referring to the Chanukah Samishkan, so that's something unique for that time, but it's not regarding all Kachay Kachim. Now we go on to another topic. Omer Yisrael Ravidimi tells us, how do we know the blood of a carbon becomes possible by Shkia? We know the blood of a carbon has to be sprinkled that day, and by the time Shkia arrives, it's possible, but how do we know that? That's the question. Now the Pasuk says, on the day that he brings his Zevach, it shall be eaten. What do we learn from here? On the day that you shecht, that's when you're makriv, that's when you do the Zrikas Adam. On the day that you're not shechting, so you can't do Zrikas Adam, that means you're not allowed to do it by Shkia because it's ready the next day. That's needed for it itself. The pasuk itself is needed to tell us that a shlum is eaten for 2 days and a night. There's nothing there extra to teach us anything else. To know if Avon Bez on top, the Gemara answers, Imkin, if that's really so, name a krab b'yoyim zivcha yeachel. All should say is, on the day of his zevach, it shall be eaten. Hakriva lamali. Why add this word nakriva? On the day of him bringing his zevach. Shmamino tells us, when you shecht it, that's when you bring it. When you don't shecht it, so you don't bring it. Maybe this is what the Torah is saying. That if the dam was brought today, so the basar is allowed to be eaten today and tomorrow, because the shlam is allowed to be eaten for 2 days. And if the blood was brought tomorrow, that would mean the meat's allowed to be eaten tomorrow and then the day afterwards. Maybe that's what the pasuk is telling us. The Gemara says, no, imkin, because that's really so. Name a krah, then the pasuk should say, why add the word in zevach? And the answer is, we learn from here, the day that you shecht it, that's when you're makriv the dam. The day that you don't shecht it, so you're not makriv the dam. And we continue discussing something similar. Itmar was stated, hamachashiv l'ar shlishi. Let's say a person had a thought regarding the ar shlishi. Now, let's talk about a carbon shlomim, which, as we just mentioned, is eaten for 2 days and a night. That means that the day that it was shechted is day one, that night is night one, that night is also called ar l'sheni, because it's the night of the second day, and the next day is the second day. So that would mean that the night after the second day is called ar shlishi. It's the night before the third day. So he has a thought process regarding pigul, and he's going to eat the meat on the night before the third day. Chizkiah Amar Kasher, Chizkiah says it's still kasher, whereas Rebbi Yochanan Pasul, Rebbi Yochanan says it's pasul. Chizkiah Amar Kasher, Chizkiah says the carbon's kasher, the holy intik l'sreifa, because it hasn't been removed for sreifa. You don't have to burn this meat yet. Let's say it just has a regular carbon shlamim. It was already past day two. It's after shkia, so now it's ar l'shlishi. It's the evening of day three. It's not considered nicer yet to the point that it has to be burned, and therefore when he has a machshava regarding this, it's not pigul. Whereas Rebbi Yochanan Amar, he says pasul. Why is that? Because it's pushed away from eating, you can't eat it the night after the second day, therefore it is pigul. The Gemara continues something similar. Let's say he actually eats the meat of a carbon shlamim the evening of the third day. Chizkiah Amar, he says, pater, because there's no chayv to burn it yet. Whereas Rebbi Yochanan Amar, he says, chayv is chayv, because it's not allowed to be eaten. And tiny kavas, Rebbi Yochanan, we have a brice like Rebbi Yochanan, what does the brice say? Kachim that's eaten for 1 day, such as a chatos or asham, mechashvin bedaman, misha tishka chama, one could have machshava regarding the blood, meaning he's going to do that vaydas hadam even after shkia of that first day, and that's considered machshava. They would make a pigul, and it would be sarnu b'yom rayan regarding the basar and the imurim, that he's going to either eat the basar or that he's going to burn the imurim. Mishayal amura shachar, if he has a thought even regarding amura shachar of the next day, that's enough to make a pigul. And we know that even though during these times he's not allowed to eat the meat because it's only allowed to be eaten for a day and a night, not for 2 days, nonetheless he's still going to be chai for pigul for that. And kachman achol m'shnei yom v'laylachas, if we're talking about kachman, it's allowed to be eaten for 2 days and a night, such as a carbon shlamim. So mechashim b'dam mishetishka achamo, if he has a thought process regarding the dam after shkia, that would make a pigul. And ubeim reihan mishal and mura shachar regarding the imurim, he has a thought regarding mura shachar, and ubesar mishetishka achamo shel shnei yomim regarding the meat that he's going to be eating it. If the thought is even regarding shkia of the second day, that is a thought that will make it pigul. And so we see clearly in this brisa, like Rabbi Yochanan, that even though the meat lechatchila is not allowed to be eaten, then still machshav regarding the meat for this time is going to make it pigul. And we discuss in the source. source for this Tanur Banan, we have a Braisa, Yochel Yunichon La'ar Shlishi. You would think that the meat of a carbon shlamim actually is allowed to be eaten after Shki of the second day, which is the evening of the third. Because within who, it's logical. Zvachim Nechom Liyoy Mechad, Zvachim Nechom Shnei Yomim. There's carbonists are eaten for only one day and carbonists are eaten for 2 days. Well, Ma Zvachim Nechom Liyoy Mechad, Laila Chrehen, just like carbonists are eaten for only one day, there's a night that follows them that the carbon is allowed to be eaten that night as well. Well, Avzachim Nechom Shnei Yomim, Laila Chrehen. You would say that carbonists that are eaten for 2 days, the night should follow the second day and you should be allowed to eat the carbon that night, which again is Erev the third day. So Talmud Lomer, because that the Pasuk says, Vanoiser Ad Yoim. The full quote of the Pasuk is, B'yom Zivchachem Yoachel, it shall be eaten on the day of burning it, Umi Machras on the next day, V'hanoiser Ad Yoim HaShlishi B'yish Yisarev. So now the Gemara is dashing the Pasuk as, B'yom Zivchachem Yoachel, Umi Machras, V'hanoiser Ad Yoim. Period. What do we learn from here? B'od Yoim Hu Nechal, V'ein Nechal La'ar Shlishi. It's only allowed to be eaten while it's still day, but once it's already nighttime of the third day, it's not allowed to be eaten. Now, Yoachel Yisarev Miyad, you might think that it should be burned right away the moment it becomes Shkia after the second day, so any leftover meat should be burned. Why is that? Because Vidinhu. It's logical. Zachem Nechom Liyamechad, Zachem Nechom Shnei Yomim. There's carbonists are eaten for 1 day and carbonists are eaten for 2 days. Ma Zachem Nechom Liyamechad, Techev Achila Streifa. Just like carbonists are eaten for only 1 day, right after the permission to be allowed to eat them, that's when the Noiser has to be burned because it's allowed to be eaten for a day and a night. And right after the night finishes, so now it's morning, whatever meat is left over is called Noiser and it has to be burned right away. So Av Zachem Nechom Shnei Yomim. Also, carbonists are eaten for 2 days. Techev Achila Streifa. Right after eating it, we should have to burn it. As we just said, it's only allowed to be eaten up until the end of the second day. So that means by the second night, the hour of the third day, it should be burned then. And because of that, we say that no, Tom Lemmer, the Pasuk tells us, B'yom Shlishi Bo'eshi Sarif, on the third day, it should be burned in fire. B'yom Atasarfer V'yatasarfer Balaila, you only burn it during the day and not at night. So even though it becomes nicer by the nighttime, you're not allowed to eat it anymore, practically, it's only going to be burned day 3, not night of day 3. And we'll go on to another Mishnah. Habachar V'masar V'pesach Kachim Kalim. Bachar, which is a firstborn male animal, Miser is Miser Behema. That's when a person takes all the newborn animals they had that year. They count 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one is Miser. That has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a carbon. And Pesach is referring to carbon Pesach. They're all Kachim Kalim, and therefore, Shechnasim Chamakam Azara, they're allowed to be Shechted anywhere in the Azara. V'domen ton matona achas. Their blood requires one blood application. Ubavad shitin can I get a Yisoid, as long as it's put on a part of the Mizbeach, which corresponds to the Yisoid, basically the west and north sides of the Mizbeach, not south and east. Now, Shina Bachilason, there's a difference regarding their Achila, because Abachar, Nechalo Kehanim, Abachar is only eaten by Kehanim, or is a Meiser L'chol Adam. Meiser is allowed to be eaten by any person. Now, the following dinim apply to both of them. V'nechol and B'chol Yir, they're allowed to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, B'chol Machol, in any way being prepared, L'shnei Yom V'layel Echad, for 2 days and one night. We're going to see the Bachar is learned from Shlamim, and Rashi says a Meiser, we don't know the source for it. Now, a Pesach, we're going to call Pesach, in Nechol El B'layel, it's only eaten the night of Pesach, in Nechol El Ad Chatzois, it's only eaten up until Chatzois, up until midnight, in Nechol El Nuyav, it's only eaten by people who are registered to it beforehand. You can't just have a random person eating from a Karban Pesach. He has to be pre-registered to it. And in Nechal Atzali, it's only eaten roasted. It can't be cooked. It can't be fried. It has to be roasted. So the Gemara asks Mantana, who's the Tana of the Mishnah that tells us the Bechar, Meiser, and Pesach all have the same Matnas Dam? It's from Chizda, Rabbi Yisagli. It's Rabbi Yisagli. The Tana of Rice, Rabbi Yisagli. He tells us, in regards to the Bechar, Chel Boy Loi Namar, it doesn't say that its fats should be burned. Ella Chel Bum, it says their fats. And Dom Moy Loi Namar, Ella Dom Mum. So clearly we're talking about some other carbonus as well. Limit al Bachar, Meiser, Pesach, Shetu Unim, Matan Damim, Veimur, Legam, Mizbeach. This tells us regarding Bachar, Meiser, and Pesach that they require Matan Damim, Veimurim by the Mizbeach. Now we just have one more clarification over here. Keneged HaYisoid Menolon. How do we know this Matan Dam has to be done on a place of Mizbeach, which corresponds to the Yisoid, basically saying that it can't be on the south or eastern walls of the Mizbeach? So Amr Belezer, it's really Amr Belezer, Asi Zrika, Zrika, Me'ayla. We learn Zrika, Zrika from Ayla, it's Gzer Shava, and Nunzain Hamad Alfantava, Ayla Gufa Menolon. How do we know by Ayla it has to be done by the Yisoid? Because the pasuk says al yisoid mizbach ha'ayla limit al ayla, it's not alas chayva. The gear says al ayla just teaches regarding carbon ayla shetu uni yisoid that it requires a yisoid. The gemara asks if that's really true, then why don't we say as follows malon shtei matanei shein arba, just like carbon ayla requires two blood applications, which is really four, as we said, that's done in two opposing corners in the mizbach. So when the blood hits the corner, it splashes onto two walls, so it's a total of four walls af kan. So to over here by bechar meiser and pesach shtei matanei shein arba requires shtaim shein arba. So Rabbi says that no lamali lemechtav saviv ba'ayla saviv b'chat. Why does the pasuk have to say that the blood of the oila is done saviv and the blood of a chatos is done saviv? We technically would only need it by one of them, and we could learn the other from that one. And what do we see from here? That we have two psukim teaching us the same thing. This is two psukim coming as one, teaching us the same halacha. Whenever you have two psukim teaching the same exact thing, you can't learn from there to anywhere else, and therefore this shtei matana shein arba is limited to oila, and we're not able to teach to bechar meiser and pesach that it requires shtaim shein arba. Ask the gemara honi chomando amar in melamdin. That's good according to mando amar. That you could could learn from two psukim that are teaching us the same thing. Michael Mimer, what are you able to say? And the answer is Hava Asham Shleisha. Asham is the third one that tells us that it has to be done Saviv Lamizbeach and Shleisha Vada Im Lamdin. When you have three psukim teaching us the same thing, everyone agrees that you can't learn from there to other places, and so we stand strong that we learn from Ayla that the blood application of Bechar, Meiser, and Pesach has to be done Keneged Yisoid, but we're not learning that it has to be Shtayim Shein Arba. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.